Federal health officials say a diabetes education program targeting Native Americans is a success. The five-year demonstration project, funded by the Indian Health Service, inspired patients to get more exercise and eat healthier food. That lowered risk factors for tribal members who have the nation's highest diabetes rates. A Southeast Alaska health organization is part of the program. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld has the story.
Most of us have heard about diabetes and the health risks it poses, but at times, myths and misunderstandings discourage those who might otherwise seek help.
Some people think, well, if it runs in their family and they're at risk, they just assume they're going to get it.
Kathy Dennis is a health educator with the Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium in Juneau.
And some of them are surprised that anything can be done to hold off or prevent diabetes. So it's a lot of our work, getting that information to the people that are at risk.
Dennis is one of the search staffers involved in the Lifestyle Balance Program, which the Indian Health Service funds in several Southeast communities. The program targets pre-diabetics, those at high risk of developing type 2 diabetes. That's a different condition than type 1, which is less common but harder to avoid through lifestyle changes. Both involve problems with insulin, which affects how the body handles and stores sugar. Dennis says one of the first things the program does is explain what each patient's blood test results mean.
So that's always an eye-opener when they see that, because a lot of them aren't aware of their numbers from lab.
Patients commit to an intensive 16-week program focusing on healthy eating, exercise, and stress management. They meet in groups and also get individual counseling.
If they're having a struggle in a specific area, the lifestyle coach meets with them on a monthly basis when they're attending classes. So hopefully with this close communication and connection, they're able to overcome some barriers that they had struggled with by themselves.
She says most people complete the program and are able to stop or slow the progression of diabetes. Similar results have been reported nationwide through programs developed for tribal members. The consortium also uses other approaches to diabetes education and prevention. Those are being highlighted this month through a variety of activities. Renee Matheson, a search health educator in Sitka, is working on a digital storytelling project. It's training people to share their own experiences with diabetes prevention or control.
The best way is for people who have already gone through the battle and have learned some lessons. If they share it rather than me sharing the information, the message is a lot stronger and people believe them.
Some people need significant changes to improve their health, but Matheson says others are surprised at how little they have to do.
It could be something like asking them to give up one soda a day. It could be asking them to add 5 minutes of exercise onto their lives.
Diabetes is a life-threatening ailment, which can contribute to heart disease, kidney failure, and blindness. Still, Matheson says some are unwilling to make changes until the ailment has begun causing damage.
There are people who deny it and maybe end up with some type of life-threatening event. They may have to have something amputated before it really hits home that this is something that they need to stop and take care of themselves.
Those concerned about diabetes or interested in programs can contact local search offices, public health clinics, or private doctors. The state and federal governments also offer information through pamphlets and websites. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Sitka.